AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden's name will not be on the next batch of relief checks.
The $1,200 checks last April had President Donald J. Trump printed on them. He insisted on it in a first for any president. These checks will be for $1,400 and signed by a Treasury Department official, not President Biden.
This is not about him. This is about the American people getting relief.
With spokeswoman Jen Psaki saying the focus is on getting the checks out quickly and not branding them. The payments would start moving after the House approves the president's $1.9 trillion virus relief bill, which is expected to happen this week. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Strong views among potential jurors in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Eric Chauvin.
Chauvin is charged with second-degree murder and manslaughter in Floyd's death. The first potential juror was dismissed. Defense attorney Eric Nelson noted what she wrote about the question, "Why do you feel you want to be a juror in this case?"
And you wrote, "Because I would like to give my opinion of the unjust death of George Floyd."
Another juror said she thinks she can try to be impartial, but doesn't know if she can promise impartiality. Judge Peter Cahill says just about everyone has seen or heard something about George Floyd's death.
The question becomes, can you put all that aside? Because as a juror, you have to decide the case just on the evidence you hear in the courtroom.
A woman who was selected described herself as a go-with-the-flow person who could talk with anyone about anything. I'm Ed Donahue.
Buckingham Palace responds to Oprah Winfrey's interview with Harry and Meghan.
Concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born.
A statement on behalf of Queen Elizabeth says allegations of racism were concerning and would be addressed privately by the royal family. British TV host Piers Morgan quit and stormed off the set of Good Morning Britain today after criticizing Meghan. This is AP News. Arkansas is the latest GOP-controlled state to have a new law barring nearly all abortions.
Under the bill signed by Governor Asa Hutchinson, nearly all abortions will be banned in Arkansas, the exception being if needed to save the mother's life. The governor expressed reservations about not allowing exceptions in cases of rape or incest, but says he signed the bill because of his overwhelming legislative support and his long-held pro-life convictions. Supporters are hoping the measure will force the issue before the U.S. Supreme Court with a review of the Roe v. Wade decision, with the belief three new conservative justices would be more open to striking down the landmark decision. But opponents are vowing to block the restrictions before they take effect later this year. The ACLU of Arkansas is vowing to see the governor in court. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The legal action is expected before the law goes into effect in the summer. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.